Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, kick some ass, man. Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific.
Hi.
And the man is back. LeVar, he's back. Yeah. Brady
Lats
Quinn.
Back.
Yeah.
Lats back.
All right.
It is football season. A program reference is always. I mean, we're not even 2 minutes into the show, so there you go.
We
90s. Get, 90s yeah. movie. 90s. Wasn't 80s.
Yeah.
We got to get
one
some
of the all-time, all-time greats.
We got to get the program drops in the show. There's some good ones there.
I'm surprised someone hasn't tried to remake that.
That would be a hell of a remake. Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, now with. Well, I don't want to talk about it. Let's figure this out.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want to go into the details of it. We might be giving away some ideas
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
that's
it was
a
our
hell
idea.
Of an idea.
So anybody else comes up with that, they're a thief. Now, we do need to get the update. How was the Blue Jacket, the great golf tournament you put
Did
on for the
win it?
Third and Gold Foundation? What are the details you can provide here, Brady?
Yeah, so we had an awesome weekend. It starts off, we had a Sunday night beer pong event. The only disappointing thing about that was we had a team that went back-to-back, a team named Bouchon. Now, one of the players, there's actually this this big Scottish guy. It was pretty controversial. For those of you that play beer pong, and I play beer pong. I'm not like one of those people who complains a lot about the rules. It's like, look, if a guy's tall, he's going to have a reach advantage over me. You know, it's no different if you get in a boxing ring and the guy's taller than you. He's going to have a reach on you. So apparently this guy like ticked off a lot of people last year. Well, he missed his flight. He couldn't make it in. And so his partner found another guy who was also lights out of beer pong. Anyway, Bouchon ended up running it back up back-to-back years, winning it. Everyone, it's actually pretty fun because you get an entire room, you know, watching these guys go, you know, throw for throw in beer pong. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, Bouchon ended up repeating it. But it was a ton of fun. It was a great time. Made about $15,000 for that event, and
damn.
Then the golf outing the next day. We did have a Blue Jacket winner. In fact, we had two. I think I might have sent Jonas one of the videos from one of the winners. But yeah there was another video out there where like, probably shouldn't circulate that one. We did have two winners though. After not giving one out the year before, two gentlemen stepped up to the challenge and ended up winning the Blue Jacket. But raised another. I think we brought in about 170,000 between the two events.
That's
so
awesome.
155,000. So for the veteran programs we have at the Third and Goal Foundation.
That's
so
awesome, man.
Great stuff. Ton of fun. It was honestly an absolute blast. So the weather was perfect. Really, really good time.
Now, how does one win the Blue Jacket? For anybody that has not been to the event, listening here, what are the qualifications? Yeah. How do you get nominated?
It's pretty much it goes to the guy who looks like he's having the best time, and everyone knows it. You know, there was a few, like one guy got so blasted, he actually would have been in the running, but he like couldn't function.
Uh-huh.
He was having a hard time. And we're like,
it's part of the rules, you got to handle it.
Yeah, you got to kind of be able to handle it. I mean, you can't just, you know, go ahead and pass out on the side of the putting green. Like, you actually have to be able to do something from there, so.
Yeah, because you can't be belligerent. That just, that doesn't give you, automatically mean you're going to win. Because it feels like, does anybody ever go into the tournament saying, I'm going to win the Blue Jacket this year? Or does the Blue Jacket just choose them?
No, people say that all the time if you actually live up to the challenge. Like, that's the reality. I have people come up, everyone goes, it's my year, man. I'm going to do it. And I'm like, okay.
It's my year.
We'll see what happens.
Has a woman ever won?
No, and it's disappointing because we actually would have won year. There was a Blue Jacket. It would have been a Blue Jacket winner, I'll put it this way. We had a guy who, I think I told the story, he didn't finish. And technically, his wife would have accepted on his behalf. That didn't work out. And by the way, they actually got divorced a few years after that. So, yeah. Maybe that was a telltale sign.
The Blue Jacket would have held them together.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Potentially. It could have been the glue of that relationship.
It could have been the game changer. it could have been that breakthrough moment for them, you know?
Now, is it like the Masters where you put one on the next year's recipient? I mean, are you sharing the same Blue Jacket? Or do you get a brand new one that's sort of dry clean, but maybe not really every single year? Like, how does this
work? No, so we have, like, a stock one that we typically put on, like, this year's Blue Jacket winner. And we happen to have a couple. So we did have one there for each Blue Jacket winner to present them with. But we do get them fitted for their own. So we pull out all the stops. We make sure we get their measurements. We get them fitted for a nice Blue Jacket that most people don't really wear again until the tournament comes around again.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
I mean, that's quite an honor, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
At some point, I'm going to come and try to put my best foot forward. And literally right now, it is best foot forward.
LeVar, I'm telling you, if you come out there, given the a couple times we've hung out, I think you'd be in contention. There'd be some contention for it.
I mean, we didn't get too deep, I'll tell you that. And if you felt impressed by that small little bit of time, you get the full sample serving, brother. Yeah. You know, it's going. Yeah, man.
Now, do they serve?
I mean, it gets wild. It gets wild out there.
Do they serve?
Jonas saw a piece of the video.
Yeah, but very acrobatic all the way until the end of that video. It didn't quite stick the landing, off the golf cart. But do they serve Long Islands on the golf carts, like the little beer carts that go around? Because from what I remember, it's just beers.
No, you can have mixed drinks. Yeah.
LeVar, come on, man. Yeah. Let's go.
I mean, I would love to. You know, I would.
Yeah.
This year wouldn't have worked out for me. My foot is jacked up.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's gotten worse.
It's getting better today.
Really?
I you didn't see I was moving better today.
Yeah, but you had the boot on.
Well, I had the boot on yesterday.
Yeah, but you were fully taped and spatted yesterday.
And I couldn't put any pressure on it.
And now you think it's the toe, though. It's not really the foot.
It is my foot, but my toe has been really sore, my big toe. But
God.
It feels better today.
Better not get gangrene, man. We need you. Just saying.
I mean, how would I get gangrene?
I don't know, man. It's just it's a weird disorder that could pop up out of nowhere. We need you. Football season's right around the corner. We got a lot of conversation we got to get to.
I felt better today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got up. I mean, I almost just put on another flip-flop. But I'm just being safe. You know, I'm being safe about it. I'm being smart.
Well, listen.
Not being egotistical, you know, just put the boot on it.
Anybody watch Hard Knocks last night? Anybody take a dive into Hard Knocks?
You guys want to talk about it?
Can I just be honest about something?
Dan Campbell loves some sound bites.
Yeah, he does. He is a star, no doubt. I just found myself going, not really into it anymore. The first week, I was excited,
Is he more cooler? Is he more cool than Vrabel? Who would you rather have?
Dan Campbell.
Oh, wow.
Because Vrabel feels like a world-class ball buster that he would...
Mike is a dope dude.
Yeah.
Man.
He's just cool.
I
feel like he's a ball buster, but he's just a smooth,
Yeah,
smooth
Mike
dude.
Is a dope dude. You would like Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mike could win a blue jacket.
Could Dan Campbell?
I've never hung with Dan Campbell, but he definitely looks the part. Dan Campbell is like a moonshiner. Like, I would kick it with Dan Campbell because I would drink moonshine with Dan Campbell. Like, we would be moonshining together.
Why moonshine?
Because that's just the type of party me and him would have. It would have to be moonshine. But it would be like apple pie or strawberry shortcake, but it would 100% be a moonshine deal with me and him.
Yeah, but you're going to be time traveling pretty quick into your moonshine with Dan Campbell. That's moonshine's the real deal.
Yeah.
So...
Exactly.
Jonas, have you not ever had moonshine?
I have. I've tasted it. I took a sip of it. It's a little
strong in your pants.
This is grown man time now.
Yeah, he took one sip, it was over.
Yeah. Have you howling at the moon.
Yeah. It's like playing with a machete, and I go, this is a bad idea. Just put it down, walk away, and go back to a Bud Light. It just felt like the safer route to take.
We got to create a tour for next year, man. Like, we got to put our calendar together because you guys got to come to Cheyenne. We got to do Frontier Days together. We got to do Q's deal. We got to do that together. What else? What else is there? We got to do a Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
We got to do a Penn State game.
And Hawaii. We got to go to Hawaii. That's another one.
And Hawaii.
A lot of travel.
Yeah.
Now I feel like we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, especially coming from Florida. So I lose sight of that. Brady coming from Florida, that's like a nine-hour flight.
It's a tour. It's like we got to make it out like this big thing. Like we're big time superstars that are going on tour.
Big road show.
Like you can come see us in person. Like you can see this magic and this action in person.
And who the hell doesn't want to come hang out at 3 a.m?
I mean, that's why I brought it up. Well, if we were in Hawaii, it wouldn't be 3 a.m.
It'd be midnight.
And that would be fun. I mean, we could do it somewhere where it'd be
would get out of hand.
Probably. And then 6 a.m, who doesn't want to be up at 6 a.m. to come hang out with us doing radio?
Plus, the accommodations you guys had when we did the show when you guys were in Iowa.
I mean, that would have been perfect for the listening and viewing audience to be a part of that setup that we had, especially for Q.
Why not yours?
I would have been more behind the scenes, literally. Behind the scenes.
Thanks to a mop and a broom.
I mean, we was trying to do the dual plug-in. We were trying to double team the Comrex. We were really trying to, handle it together. But it just didn't work out that way. It only wanted one of us. So we had to use different.
Hate when that happens.
You got to hate when it's that.
When you're
not
scrambling
receptive.
At 4:30 a.m. to find an internet connection, I mean, you'll do a lot of things.
Listen, we will figure it out. But no, it's an awesome tournament you guys put together, Third and Goal Foundation, and $170,000 raised.
Dope, super dope.
Really cool.
Did you see our t-shirts we were wearing?
No, I'm wearing my t-shirt, though. I got my Third and Goal shirt on from when I went.
Yeah, definitely does.
So we had blown up on the shirt the first year where my brother-in-law, AJ, had put a golf cart in a pond at a place called Rattlesnake Ridge. And so you'll see the t-shirt where it's me, my dad, our buddy Oz, and then AJ. We're all up to our neck in this pond trying to like pull this golf cart out. We had no shot in hell. But we had a big picture of that blown up. We were selling shirts, says allegedly underneath, because AJ didn't want to take all the credit for it. But it's been 12 years now. So he was our first Blue Jacket winner. And I kind of set the tone from year one.
That's awesome. Yeah, I heard you guys told the story on the Pat McAfee show, and they couldn't believe it. Pat was like, wait, what? Wait, yeah. Chop? And then you started telling him about Chopper, your dad, and he was mesmerized just by the legend that was Chopper. So.
Pat McAfee could be a blue coat winner, I believe.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oz, really, our buddy who was in that photo, I'm surprised he hasn't at this point. He's just had some stiff competition some of those years. But, I mean, I'll never forget. We're like, trying to pull out clubs, like, iPhones, whatever we could from what was in that cart. And we finally, like, realize, hey, it's done. We're not pulling this thing back out. And we walk up onto the bank of the green. And we're kind of sitting there just looking out, like, absorbing, taking in all what had just taken place. And meanwhile, there's this pack of Parliaments, like, floating in the middle of the pond. I think it was next to, like, one of the golf cart seats that, like, came off. And Oz just beelines. He looks like he's an Olympic diver. He just jumps right in, starts swimming to it, grabs the cigs, comes back out, cracks one open, and just was sitting there smoking on the side of the green while, like, the other groups pulled up. And everyone's looking at us like, what the hell happened? And like it was just – so year two, the whole slogan was, let's just finish 18. Let's just try to get through 18 holes.
And so that was – so AJ won it, what, 12 years ago? So
AJ won it 12 years
ago. Am I wrong for asking what – I mean, does the golf place just expect you guys to be that way? Or, like, how do they handle that when you guys, like, actually live up to standard – and put a golf cart into the pond?
Take your business elsewhere is kind of the motto.
Yeah, not well. That course was a one and done.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we had to pay for it, obviously. But
sure.
They were great. They said, hey, we want to make sure no one gets hurt, all the stuff. You do, or you're going to have to pay for this. And please don't come back next year. We did like kind of bounce around a little bit. We went to a couple of the courses before we found the club we're at now, which we've been at for a while. So,
you know what's great about AJ Hawk taking the golf cart into the lake like that? You know, there was an employee at that golf course who, like, a year or so later is watching the Super Bowl and they're seeing AJ raise the Lombardi Trophy and they're like, wait a second, I've seen that guy somewhere. And it was like a year or so earlier, he dumped a golf cart in the lake and got kicked out of the course. So first ever Blue Jacket winner, and then he wins the Lombardi Trophy after that. I mean, come on, man. That's a hell of a 1 or 2 year stretch.
It's a hell of a year, man. Think about that. Like, he was winning everything.
Yep. Good for him. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here,
Shouts
Fox
out
Sports
to third
Radio.
Goal, man.
Yeah, it's awesome what you guys do. By the way, we are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And we talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We do have the usuals coming up later
on. Hold on.
What's that?
Can you tease us talking about how the New York Jets fans jumped on Twitter to talk about you and Q?
Oh, yeah.
Can we tease that?
Me and Brady?
Yes, you and Brady.
Well, like you and Brady.
Because, you know, you guys are in that one together.
I'm innocent.
I'm a Zach Wilson fan.
Yeah,
so
is that what it is?
I want to make sure tease that because, you know, we were defending you, but you're here now. So, you know, you obviously do a hell of a job defending yourself. So, you know, I just want to make sure we put that out there because the New York fans were, the Jets fans were lathered up.
Yeah, you go, we go. That's the motto on this show. All right, so we will go. In case you missed it, we got the good, the bad, the ugly. We do have the BQ news. But coming up next, we are going to get into the juicy details of the most sensitive fan base on planet Earth. It's yours right here at FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to the show as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up a little over 20 minutes from now, we are going to get into another edition of In Case You Missed It. And in that edition of In Case You Missed It, we've got a brand new spokesperson in the world of football. So you will get to hear from that here on FSR. So before we get to this conversation here, I want to let you know we are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. So the New York Jets get a little bit of good news yesterday. Zach Wilson has successful surgery.
And the media was so excited and ecstatic to report that Zach's surgery went
successfully
well.
Total success in Los Angeles. They're going to be cautious about bringing him back. He's got an outside shot of playing week one, but as it stands right now, it does look like we're going to get Joe Flacco versus his former team, the Baltimore Ravens, at home.
Flacco.
At MetLife against those Baltimore Ravens. And so... So, I mean, here we go. I mean, this just, you know, feels like more positivity out of Jets camp and out of Jets world.
Who are you talking about, Joe Flacco?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, listen, I mean, what's, you know, this seems like more optimism. I mean, Zach Wilson's going to be back soon, and year two is destined to be a success. Right, Brady? It's going to be good here. We're all good. Everything's fine.
Look, here's the weird thing about what, like, fired up Jets fans. I mean, you guys tell me, okay, did he play well the other night?
No.
No, it was a bad interception.
For six.
Okay, well, it was a bad interception, but I didn't think he played well anyway.
He didn't play well, right.
I would think second year going into the system, you got these, you know, new folks around you. And it's like people have a hard time just watching go, yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's preseason. It's not the regular season. Okay. I mean, I don't know what you want us to then judge the play off of. Because, you know, you can look at whatever highlight on Instagram you want of a sidearm, no-look throw or something else and go, that's sweet. That's great. Patrick Mahomes is throwing passes behind the back, hitting the goalpost. I mean, that's awesome. But Patrick Mahomes is also a former MVP. He's a Super Bowl champ. He's done all these things at this point in time. So, like, he can do all those things, and you're not going, well, I wonder if he's going to do it in the game or not, because we've seen him do it all. Like, we've seen him be successful. We haven't seen that from Zach Wilson yet. And my whole point Monday morning was just, it seems like, for whatever reason, the New York media has, like, anointed him before he's really actually done it. And we've seen a lot of other guys and rookies come in the rookie year, even their second year, really take off and become that star franchise quarterback. And so, look, I hope he does. I mean, the Jets are clamoring for, obviously, the fan base, the media is clamoring for it. Like, they're pushing for him, I think, more so than any quarterback I've seen for quite some time that's been drafted there. They really, really are. And I was there when they drafted Geno Smith, and it was kind of hot and cold how people felt about him. And I've watched Sam Darnold, you know, saw that development, hot and cold with how that was. It seems like everyone's behind this guy, and that's great. Like, it's great to finally see that from a fan base, from a media group, you know, whether it's local, you know, the local media there, or even, you know, national who are covering it. It's great to have that, because I remember walking in that locker room, people being like, man, you can't trust a lot of the media here, because there's people who have, like, you know, agendas, and they're always trying to, like, fracture things, take shots, to be very guarded with what you say and who you say it to. So, I mean, it's great they're all on the same page. My whole point was just, I don't know that anything he's done up to this point has warranted the hype. But we'll see. You know, you're glad to hear he gets, you know, healthy back through surgery. You hope he gets back safe and healthy. But it's just weird that, like, the fan base and the media gets so frustrated. Like, I remember we were talking about, you know, not having a high outlook for the team this year. Neither does Vegas. You don't complain about your over-under win total. It's just it's a little bit bizarre to me. It really is.
It's fanboy behavior, man. They lose all sight of having a realistic conversation because they get way too emotional, and they want so desperately for the team to be good. Why can't you just call it what it is? It's not personal. Nothing about it is personal.
They got competitive towards the end of the season last year. I mean, they did better. They were better. They had a quality win here and there. I think they can be better.
Yeah, but, like, why take it so poorly?
Sounded really optimistic.
Hey, look. I would say this. If I were a New York Jets fan, I always wonder, at what point does a fan have to take a look in the mirror and say, I'm just going to be a fan of the game. Like, I'm a fan of the team. And I want the Jets to win, but I'm a fan of the game because I'm not going to risk my physical, mental, emotional health over something I have absolutely no control over. Like, it's the weirdest thing. Fans think they actually hold the control over the destiny of their teams.
Wait, hold on a second. You mean to tell me if they don't wear their lucky jersey that day, that has no impact on the actual outcome of the game?
You know, I haven't
seen... What are you talking about?
I haven't experienced or heard or saw a report that would say that that would be confirmed, that wearing your lucky drawers or, you know, the jersey that you wore or and never washed them, you know, that it can stand up by itself like Deshaun Watson's towel. I never have heard the reports come in that that is a direct correlation to winning.
Oh, my God. What are you going to tell me next? The Easter Bunny's a drug addict? What's next?
Well, I did hear that that's how painting Easter eggs came about.
Oh, it makes sense.
Was the Easter Bunny got a little carried away, and next thing you know, they were spilling paint all over the place. The eggs got out of the basket. Next thing you know, you got paint on the eggs, and they thought that they were going to have to, you know, get rid of the eggs. And then, you know, someone that was a part of partaking with the Easter Bunny said, man, this is pretty cool. Like, let's make this a tradition, you know? And then
all the sense in the world.
So a high ass Easter Bunny is the reason why we have egg painting now, which now has led to Easter egg hunts.
Yep.
There's all kinds of cool things that weird ass colored suits on Easter Sunday. You know, it's just, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, just like New York Jets fans. It's a thing.
It makes a lot of sense.
I thought I'd put that out there. And that was totally fabricated. It's not true. That came from the mind of LeVar. Please don't tell your kids that that's where the Easter eggs came from. It's not true.
I just don't understand why it's so difficult to hear constructive criticism.
An opinion.
There was no personal shot taken at anybody. The interception, the quality of play, all of that fair constructive criticism.
Zach did take shots at the Cougar, you know.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, he did take a shot.
I mean, I'll be honest
Cougar.
With you. I thought he maybe saw like a Cougar on the sideline or something. That's why he was staring for so long before Kaiser White picked that off. Like
that's plausible.
I was like, all right, if that's the justification for it, I get it. I can see hope and signs for optimism.
Yeah.
But you better hope you don't have like the 45-plus, you know, demographic on the sidelines during the games then. That's all I'm saying.
That's plausible.
Yeah, that could be a distraction.
A distraction. It's hilarious is when people try and point out like qualifications. Well, like, how would you know? I mean, look at this. I mean, what are your qualifications
is when they say, well, you're a bust. How would you know? Like, wait, hold on. Like, so you're saying me being able to make it from point A to point B into the National Football League, you're comprehending it as now I really don't know how to break down the sport that I've been playing that, you know, I made it to the pros in the pros.
I'm the 0.01% of the most popular sport in this country that's actually made it at the highest level.
And you're on the other side of that percentage. you're on the
but
percentage.
But you would know.
But you and that's my whole thing with fans.
Dumbest like, thing.
I think it's the coolest thing for a fan to have an opinion. Like, that's what we are. Like I said on the show yesterday, we are merely, even though we play, we're good at this because we're fans first, right? So, like, it matters to know about sports the same way a regular fan would feel about having an opinion about sports. So allow us to have our opinions. Like, we're allowed to have opinions. It's not – unless we're giving you a factual information segment, like, we're having an opinion, and those opinions aren't very high of your team. So you can't discredit an opinion – just because it's not an opinion you don't like or you don't agree with.
I get it, though. I get it. You know, it takes away their hope. You know, again, I grew up a Browns fan, and obviously some Browns fans have been through a lot of struggles. And I think you live on hope. When things don't go well during the season, that's what you look to. You look to the next season. There's a lot of fan bases that live in that. I mean, I'm sure the Detroit Lions right now, with Hard Knocks going on and everything else, they're watching the show, and some piece of them is hoping – they can get over the hump. They're hoping this will all come together and work. And I think probably Jets fans feel the same way. I mean, given how their franchise has performed over the past decade, you'd have to say, yeah, they're probably in that mix of fans that are living off of hope, and they feel like this time it's going to be different. And I don't doubt that. I mean, look, there's been good players, good people, and all that go through that organization, and it just doesn't work out. For whatever reason, whether it's the ownership structure or, you know, how the balls bounce their way or not, that's the reality of it. But I get it. I get why they get frustrated and fired up about it. I personally don't care what they say or how they say it. I don't pay attention to all that stuff. I honestly didn't even – I didn't realize it became a thing until Pat McAfee asked about it yesterday. Because he was like, when did you say this? And I was like, I don't know. Yesterday, 2 days ago? Yes, it's been a blur. I've been doing charity work and all this other stuff for veterans. And he's like, well, this is what you said. And I go, yeah, I said that. I said, yeah, I think based on watching the game and everything else that I watched his rookie year and preparing on the draft and all that, that's kind of how I feel. I'm not sure it's as big of a deal as people make it out to be. And honestly, I didn't think it was like taking a shot at Zach Wilson. It was more I was just taking a shot at the New York media and like the way they're portraying it. So that's the funny thing is somehow Jets fans, I think, actually started defending their own media group, you know, instead of actually defending the team. Because that was more of
they're like, our media is hard on him. Our media isn't kind to Zach Wilson. What are you, Ty? You're delusional.
I don't know that anyone got more run from the whole MILF conversation than than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, that's very true. It's true.
By the way, do want to point out this, because this isn't all bad news. It's not all negative. If you are a Jets fan and you found yourself offended by anything that was said over the past couple of days on this show about your team, there is a silver lining, some positive news.
There's the setup.
All right. No, I'm just saying.
There's the setup.
Go to DraftKings.
There you go.
You can actually make money on this. And how to make money on this?
Take the over.
Yeah, bet the under on season win totals because they're not winning more than 5.5 games this year. So there is a positive to all this. You can win a little bit of money on this.
Didn't we say, wasn't it like 6.5 at one point?
I think so. I
thought, and then I saw somewhere it was like 4.5. Like, then they lowered it even more. It's like, can we get like an actual thought of how many wins this team's going to have?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be under 5.5, I'll tell you that, according to DraftKings.
Under 5.5?
It's 6.5. I like the under. At 5.5, I think they could get 6 wins.
Yeah.
The back half of their schedule eases up.
I'm going to give them 6-7 wins. I'm going to give them 7 wins.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take the
under. I would take the over
on
that.
That's where Jets fans, they start hitting us up and they go, see, we told you. We told you they'd hit the over. We're like, yeah, you're 7-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I would agree with
that.
Yeah. And that is what a fan loves to do. A fan loves to be able to say, I told you.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you we were going to crush it this year. We're 7-10.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, listen, congratulations on the potential 6 or 7 win season. It is 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox.
Stop there. Let's go for 12 wins. Let's go for a divisional title.
Yeah.
Let's go for divisional round in the playoffs, you know.
Yeah.
Why shortchange ourselves? Like, let's give them the hope that Q is talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Jets fans, I think you guys should bet the over because I think that the New York Jets is the type of team with the type of, you know, the skill that those coaches bring and the wisdom and the knowledge of and understanding of the game. I think that this team looks really good. The prognosis is positive. They'll get off to a fast start. Even with Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco will give them some good moments off of the bench, and he'll hold them over. They may be undefeated. You know, first half of the season, we may get to week 8, week 9, and they may be undefeated. So there you guys go. Like, this is possible. It's possible that it can happen.
I got a new slogan for the Jet fanboys.
What you got?
Ready?
What you got?
Shoot for the stars.
Yep.
Settle for the sewer. How about it, huh? What do you think?
That is a far away.
Hashtag Jets.
That is so far away from
I
the
thought
stars.
You were going a different direction with this.
No.
Yeah.
Dang. I did too. Shoot for the stars.
I thought it was shooting for something else.
Stars, no. stars are usually like 40 years old or 45 right. or more years older, you know, while they're out there floating around in space.
That's
know?
True. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it makes all the sense.
I mean, the sun is a star. How old is that?
I don't know.
That's like saying. Millions of years
Yeah. ago. You know.
By the way, sun in Spanish is sol. How about it, huh?
Sol.
Yep. See? Know what I'm talking about.
That seemed like
you didn't want to hit the button on that one?
What do you mean? How is it?
Time to
you didn't want to hit the button
just
on
saying,
that one?
I'm just showing you my versatility Racist. From a different Thank language you. To different Thank language. You. Whatever. 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in another edition of In Case You Missed It, we got a brand new spokesperson in the world of football. You will hear from them right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Bro, you are crazy.
You got problems.
You are the craziest dude ever.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox.
If the cards were ever shuffled and dealt that way, that would be a total game changer.
That's a new magic trick.
Most historical magic trick of all time.
Oh, man. All right, so coming up top of next hour, we are going to get into some good news and some interesting news out of the NFL when it comes to a quarterback in a competition. It'll be yours right here on FSR. But right now, it is time for something we do on the show every single morning. It's called this.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you in case you missed it.
And for that, we go to Ricky Herrera because Lee Delap is nowhere to be found.
Ricky!
He's in Tokyo right now, doing God knows what.
You just keep trying to list off every other city that he's in, right?
I can't figure it out.
We know where he actually is.
I know. When's the last time he texted us?
Well, he texted us that the photo of the mountains.
Yeah.
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 And then he was gone.
The mountains.
Yeah. Nowhere to be found. And
yeah, he was a fan.
By the way, Lee in another country just sounds like a bad idea. This sounds like a really bad idea.
Lee in another country.
Man, that'd be great.
That would be interesting.
That could happen.
That'd be great. Imagine that.
I mean, it don't take much. Y'all seen what happened to Britney.
It ain't gonna take much
for you to get that 9-10 years.
It's very true.
ASAP Rocky, he just got charged. Just saying, you got to do better.
Yeah.
Got to know what you got going on out here. Got
to do better.
Cold in these streets.
What do we
Be
got?
Be careful, Lee!
What do we got, Ricky?
Would you guys bail Lee out?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not my problem.
Absolutely not.
I'd think about it.
I wouldn't.
No.
I would give him more time to think about a lot if I would.
No, he had to earn that.
Doesn't it depend on what he did?
No.
Still wouldn't?
I still wouldn't.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
I'd think about it.
I'd just be like, I hope he's okay. You know.
Hey, guys, so in case...
Okay, go ahead, Ricky.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Go ahead, Rick.
In case you missed it, guys, the greatest NIL deal has been inked. Nebraska wide receiver Dacoldis Crawford made his commercial debut for SOS Air Conditioning. And it's awesome. We got sound.
Okay.
I'm so glad we called SOS. Our AC is the coldest.
I'm always the coldest. SOS to the rescue. Hey, this is Dacoldis Crawford, wide receiver from Louisiana, now playing in Lincoln.
When your AC isn't the coldest, you call SOS Heating and Cooling.
Their techs don't make commissions, so they give you an honest opinion, fair pricing, and longer warranties than a competition guaranteed. Take it from Dacoldis. We'll keep you cool this summer.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
Come on,
LeVar.
You're not into that? That doesn't make you want an AC right now?
Oh, man.
What's the problem?
Yeah, what's wrong,
there's so many things that I could say right now, and none of them would. I just don't want I don't want cancel culture coming to get me, so I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it alone, man.
I mean, what's there to be canceled?
Yeah.
I'm sold.
I'm going to just say this. I'm going to leave it alone.
Come on.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Hey, he doesn't have any responsibility over the script. He simply read what they gave him to read.
Wait, what's wrong with what he read?
I don't think anything was wrong with it.
His name's Dacoldis Crawford.
I love the name aspect of it. Just, you know.
Are you just upset that that's his name in the first place?
Oh, no. I'm not upset at all. Just confused.
What do you mean?
I mean, don't they have editors and all that stuff that listen to it and make sure it sounds the right? I know I've had to do reads 100 times. I mean, you know, Birdo talks about how he reads a book every time I do a read.
What did that not sound right about that? I thought it was good. Hold on.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Hey, listen,
I'll have to listen to it again, I guess.
Yeah, I thought it was solid. I mean,
okay.
Can we hear it again, Berto? Can we hear it again?
Hear it again.
I mean, I thought it sounded solid.
I'm so glad we called SOS. Our AC is the coldest.
I'm always the coldest. SOS to the rescue. Hey, this is Dacoldis Crawford, wide receiver from Louisiana, now playing in Lincoln.
When your AC isn't the coldest, you call SOS Heating and Cooling.
Their techs don't make commissions, so they give you an honest opinion, fair pricing, and longer warranties than a competition guaranteed. Take it from Dacoldis. We'll keep you cool this summer.
I mean, come on, LeVar.
What's wrong with the script?
Didn't screw it up at all. No screw-ups.
All right.
Probably didn't one take.
You guys got it. You're absolutely
I don't
right.
know. I'll be honest with you. I swear, I don't know what you're pointing out. I think this is neat. It's cool. Now, for those of you who don't understand why it says Lincoln, they don't have the rights, obviously, to
just
use
Nebraska
Cornhusker and all that.
Right.
So, yeah, he plays for Nebraska.
One take to coldest. Sounded great.
I love the name.
It's awesome.
I like the premise of it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, just, you know, have a little training.
Plus, that's something that
Let's just train him up a little bit more.
His kids, years from now, are going to be able to look back at that and go, that's awesome. And be laughing,
Daddy!
It's badass, man. Good for him.
That's how you read the script?
O'Reilly. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly.
auto parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.